This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
The book of Genesis, chapter 30, verse 27. If you are there, let's have an amen. It reads, and Laban said to him, "Please stay. If I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. May the Lord bless this holy word of God. We have been talking about divine connection. On Sunday, I was talking about you've got to be connected to the vine, because that is where it actually started from. There's so many people that are asking the Lord to connect them to people in high places. There's so many people that are seeking the face of the Lord, that God, connect me to my spouse, connect me to my destiny, connect me to this, this, and that, and that. We are praying all the time, connect me to the person that supposed the Adam of my life, the bone of my bone, and the flesh of my flesh. But one thing is this, like I was saying it last Sunday, that until you are connected to the vine, our life is like that Wi-Fi that you are connected to. If you are not connected, you are nobody. I'm going to go to that scripture again. I'm just giving you a bit of introduction to what we did, like a recap to what we did on Sunday and on Friday. If you go to the book of John, chapter 15, and let's see what it says from verse 1.
John 15:1.
Yes, sir.
I am the true vine.
I am the true vine.
And my Father is the vine dresser.
Yes.
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit,
if you are not bearing fruit,
he takes away.
He takes away.
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes.
And every tree that bear fruit, he will prune them.
That he may bear
and
more
so that
fruit.
You can bear more fruit.
You are already clean because of the word.
Because of the word that I've spoken to you.
Abide in me.
If you abide in the Lord,
and I in you,
he himself will abide in you.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of
the
itself.
The branch cannot bear fruit by its own.
Unless he abides.
Unless
in the
you
vine.
Abide in the vine.
Neither can you unless neither, you abide
neither
in
can
me.
You unless you abide in me.
I am the vine.
I am the vine.
You are the branches.
And you are the branches.
He who abides in
he
me.
He who abides in me.
And I in
and
him.
And I in him.
Bears much
bear
fruit.
Much fruit.
For without me.
From without me.
You can do nothing.
Thank you very much, Pastor B. Without me, you cannot do anything. Praise the Lord. I cannot amount to anything. If there is anyone that have rise up to a higher level in any form in their life without Christ, one thing that is certain is that they're going to come down flat. Back to ground zero. If you are using any search engine, and if you are using it, and you are not connected to an internet, it is impossible for you to download any information. No matter how good your iPad is or iPhone is, no matter how good that your laptop is, it can be Apple, it can be whatsoever that you are using. It might be the one that is the best. But as long as you are not connected to a Wi-Fi or to Vodafone or whatsoever BT, there is no way that you can download any information. Connecting to the throne of God is what brings blessing. If you are not connected to Christ, there's so many people that we know, a lot of people. I know this. It doesn't matter how many apps that you've got on your iPhone or iPad. It doesn't matter how many. But you've got to actually be connected. So that is when your search engine can start to work. That is what is your search engine. It is what gives you necessary information that what you don't really have. If you are praying for revelation in your life, if you are praying for God to give you some information that will transform your life, you must first of all be connected to Christ. Christ in your life is what opened the door to everything that you need. Your connection on that internet is what makes your Google, your search engine to operate very well. Your router stays right there. You are the one that meant to be connected to it. You've got to be connected to it. We've got to be connected to Christ. He said, without me, I am the vine and you are the branches. And he who abides in me and he in him will bear much fruit. If you are not fruitful, if I'm not fruitful, it means that I'm not connected. Whether I'm using Google search, or I'm using Yahoo to search, or whichever one, or I'm using the Bing one to search, one thing is certain. As long as I'm not connected, it's not going to be fruitful. But now, if you don't want your effort to be fruitless in life, no matter what anyone is saying to you, no matter what anyone is saying to me, we've got to be connected to the vine. The vine is your internet. The vine is your connection. Until you are connected to that vine, that is when you will have necessary information. That is when you are going to get whatever that you need. I believe so much in divine connection. Let someone say divine connection. Why do I believe in it? I don't know about you, but my assignment today is to bring awareness to you, to let you know how important is it for you to be connected in life. It's because they are of God and they are fighter to your destiny and they are fighter to my destiny as well. Amen, somebody. That is the reason why God hates people that create division. He doesn't like those that create that sort of discordment. You cut people off. You cut people off. You see two people that are friends. You see two people that are working together to do something. Your purpose and your mission is to scatter them. You see two people that are praying together and their purpose is to elevate the kingdom of God. Their purpose is not that they are not standing for themselves. Their purpose, I'm not talking about people that are gossiping, but I'm talking about people that are preaching, that are doing things to glorify the kingdom of God. And every time you see those people, you want to speak evil of them or you want to sow discordment and you want to bring them down. God does not like such people. Why? Because the Bible says, wherever two or three people are gathered in my name, there I'm going to be among them and I'm going to answer their prayer. Amen, church. Now I'm going somewhere this morning. The Lord loves when two people join hands together and to pray for the progress of other people and to pray for the blessing of other people. I said last week on Friday, there's some people that have more than 5,000 people on their Facebook, but you are still a loner. I'm not talking about that connection. Oh, how are you, Ale? Oh, how are you, this person? Oh, that and that. There are people that I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying it's bad to have them on your Facebook. I'm not saying it's about this. That is not what I'm talking about. There's some people, 5,003. They are Victoria 1, Victoria 2, and Victoria 3 on Facebook. Because they've reached the limit of 5,000 in this one. So they go to another one, another 5,000, another 5,000. Now they leave it open because of you. And eventually, with all those people that you have, you are still not connected to any of them. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about divine connection. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. There's some people that are too proud to be part of a team and they are paying the price because they're a loner. You can choose to be, dear me, you can choose to be like that and you believe that I know it all. I know what I'm doing. I do not need anybody's connection. You are going to be a failure. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you today about divine connection. Divine connection. It is difficult for you to have a breakthrough if you are not connected. Most people are not connected to the right people in their life. That is what I said. It's not about what people that you are connected to. But you have to be connected. When we are speaking about connection, when you connect and speak to people in your life, God is going to use them to transform your life. When God has a plan for you, for your life to be great and mighty, He always joined you with other people that are like of your destiny. Amen, church. There are things that will not come into existence into your life until you meet up with the specific people. There are some things that will not manifest at all until you are connected to the right people. I'm going to go back to that scripture that we used earlier on. The book of Genesis chapter 30 verse 27. That is why I read that. I'm going to go back to it. It said, Laban is talking to Jacob here. And he said to him, please stay with me if I found favor in your eyes. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me. For who? For who? For who? Why did God bless Laban? For the sake of Jacob. Some of you might think, I do not need anybody. I grew up to hear that a tree is more than enough. But I always say to you, a tree cannot make a forest. Thank you. You've got to understand here that Laban said that I have found favor before the Lord, that God blessed me because of you. So through the experience that Laban has had in his life, through what has happened since Jacob has come into his life, see what with the glory of the Lord that has shown in his life, he realized that the Lord has blessed him just because of Jacob. One thing is this, when people come into your life, you've got to be at alert and see. That is why what we are talking about in the Bible class is very, very important. It's about discernment and revelation. It's about you know what is going on. Who is this person in your life? What is their purpose in your life? Why did they come into your life? Why do you have this person? Most of the time people have made mistakes in their life. That people walk into your life, you just accept them. We see people that promise us heaven and earth, and we just accept them into our life. I'm talking about divine connection. When you are connected to Christ, Christ is going to connect you to some people in your life. God is going to connect you to people that is going to support you. People that are going to lift up your hand so that the glory of the Lord can show forth in every area of your life. My prayer for you today is that the Most High God will connect you in the name of Jesus. Oh, you didn't say that amen properly. Maybe you can say it for me. God is going to connect me in the name of Jesus. To people that matters to my destiny. To people that matters to my glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shout the biggest amen right now. What I've not done here is that you can be blessed because of some people. And you can be cursed because of some people. The blessing of the Lord can move away from your life because of the people that you are associated with. I'm not talking about who did that, I'm talking about every single person. You've got to be careful. And all the youth in the house, you've got to be careful on whom you are choosing, on whom that you want God to choose for yourself, for you, because you've got to be careful that whatever the choice that you are making is from the throne of the Most High God. We've made mistakes blind in love. Choose the person that is going to bring you down. And it's after we realize it that we're going to be saying, oh, you are bringing me down, you are bringing me down. God will not connect you with somebody that is going to bring you down. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen, church, right now. Why did I say you can be blessed because of someone and you can be cursed you can be under curse if you are connected to the wrong people? If you are here on Friday, I was talking about Abraham and Lot. The Lord actually speak to Abraham, leave your father's house and go to the place that I will show you. But one thing that happened is that when Abraham was going, he went with Lot, his cousin. And something happened to him. He didn't hear from the Lord until something happened. Let's look at the book of Genesis 13, 14. The Bible said to us that there was a rift. There was a problem. There was fighting between his herdsmen and his own herdsmen as well. They were fighting, the kinsmen of Abraham and the kinsmen of Lot. There is no peace between them. Read for me, Pastor.
And the Lord said to Abraham.
And the Lord said to Abraham.
After Lot has separated.
Now, did you see this? After Lot has done what?
Separated from him.
After Lot has what? I need to hear your response, church.
Separated from him.
What I'm trying to bring out to you, church, is this. When we're talking about divine connection, there's some people that you've got to disconnect from for you to experience divine connection. Amen, church, right now. There's some people in your life for you to experience divine connection. There's some people that you've got to disconnect from. There's some people in your life that they envy you. They envy every single thing that comes into your life. They envy every blessing that comes into your life. They are the type of people that does not celebrate what God is doing in your life. Well, even though they say it's good, it's like they wish. They are the one that have it. They wish. Every time you say, I've got my residential for me, praise the Lord. They are not happy about it. There's some people, I'm going to say it again, for you to experience the blessing of God, you've got to separate yourself from this such of people. My prayer for you today, whoever that is in your life that will not let the glory of God show forth in your life, heaven will separate you from them. There shall be a disconnection in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, child. Why do you change your internet supplier? Why do some of you change those people? Because you are there and there's some internet that you are connected to. And when you connected to them, they are the one that serves you. One thing is that happens is that you have to be looking like this, counting 1, 2, 3, 4 before they actually download whatever that you needed. They're too slow for you. There's some people that you are working with. They're too slow. They're going nowhere. They haven't got anything that will favor you. They haven't got anything in your life. All what they are doing is to eat you. They are a devourer in your life. They are there to destroy the glory of God in your life. They are there to slow the journey of your life down. My prayer for you today in the name of the Lord Jesus, that whoever that is there in your life, that is there to slow down the journey of your life, heaven will disconnect them from you. You've got to open your eyes and see. It's not by force to be in a relationship. It's not by force to have a friend. It is not by force for you to be with somebody for years. You've got to open your eyes and see. If it is not right for you, pack your bag, take a move, and go forward in your life. Let's face the reality. There's so many people like Lot in our life. The Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 14, it said, after Lot said to Abraham, not before, not when, but it was after. There's some words that we've got to hold on in the scripture. You wonder why sometimes we just read the Bible and we don't know what it means. It says that God now spoke. God spoke to Abraham after Lot, he has separated from him. And God now showed him the blessing that is there for him. There's some people, they blindfold your life. They never let you see. Every time you are said, I'm going to Africa, they say, no, 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 no. It's bad, though. They are killing everybody. See, everybody in Africa, they are killing. Oh, the land is not good. They will bring out what is bad in that land. They will bring out, that is what happened, the spies when they went. The land that God has given to Israel, the land that is full of milk and honey, they came back and they said, you need to see that land. There are giants there that want to kill you. There are giants there that are not to destroy you. You've got to be careful whom you listen to. It is important for you to hear from God by yourself. It is important for you to hear what heaven is saying. Do not rely on people to give you information, that you've got to press the button of heaven and download those information yourself. Download those information from the throne of God. Let God tell you whatever that is God in store for you. And as you hearing from the Lord, God will say to you, go to that land. God can send you to the place that is unknown. God can send you to the place that is full of giants. God can send you to the place that is not full of anything. Because why? God wants to use you to transform that land. God wants to use you to heal that land. There is a greatness in your life. There is a king in your life. There is an anointing upon your life. That is a blessing in your life. God can send into somebody's life, not because they are rich or not. God can send you into the life of a poor person, so that God will use that poor person to bring out the greatness that is in your life. Until you are connected to the right people, you cannot see the glory of God in your life. My prayer for you today in the name of Jesus is that heaven will connect you to people that matters to your life. I want you to say a big amen right now. I didn't ask heaven to connect you to rich people. That is not my prayer. Most of the time we say, I need God to connect me with rich people. Most of the time people always say, all I need is money. All I need, I was preaching on Friday, I told you. I said, what I have in my life, I didn't have money, but I have what money can buy. It's not about, all I need is the essential permit. All I need is money. All I need is a car. All what you need, I can tell you, is divine connection in your life. Because when you have the right people in your life, they will say, mommy, I want to bless you. It's your, I want to give you this new car. I've said it's not my birthday. He said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be your birthday. I'm giving you this new car. That is what I will use money to do. Somebody, God has already blessed, has already do that for me. So if I sit down there and be praying for God, that God, all I need is money, I am praying a wrong prayer. Praise the Lord. You need certain people in your life that will connect you to where you are going. God said to Abraham, look right now, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are. Northward, southward, and eastward, and westward. All those things that you see is yours. Until those people that are blocking your glory move out of your life, you cannot get to where you are going to. Amen, church. So one point I'm trying to bring out, the first one, is that you've got to be connected to heaven. Be connected to Jesus. The second thing is that you have got to be disconnected from some people that is not going anywhere. Stop wasting your time. You are home, you dressed up, you've put on your makeup and your shoe. You are waiting for somebody that is still on their couch, going nowhere. And they're phoning you, and you are phoning them. Where are you? He said, I'm right at the door. I'm coming. How many of us know we've done that before as well? Now, physically, imagine the same thing happening in your destiny. You are waiting to go on a journey with somebody that knows that I'm not going. Some people will say, I will tell her by the time, in the next 30 minutes, I will tell her, somebody just walk into my house now. Meanwhile, they are still in their pajamas. May the Lord open your eyes. Can I tell you something? There's some people that you will know, you have that spirit to know that the wisdom of the spirit of knowledge. And that is why I've been praying about that book of Ephesians 1:17. That the Lord will enlighten. The Lord will enlighten the eyes of our understanding. That you'll be able to know if somebody is still at home, you'll be able to know that they are not ready. And you can make a move. Amen, church. I don't want to lose what I'm trying to preach for you. Be connected to heaven. Disconnect yourself from people that are going nowhere. whoever that is in your life that will not let the glory of God manifest, that will not let your glory to shine. No, I'm talking to somebody here. It can be a friend. It can be a mindset. It can be a spirit. It can be attitude. There's so many things that can be a strong man in your life, in my life as well. It can be the spirit of fear. It can be, it might not be human being. There's some things that can stand, that is there, that has stopped your life. All those attitude and behavior that needed to be disconnected from our life so that we can have the glory of God. Heaven will disconnect us in the name of Jesus. Is it that you choose that attitude or you choose your breakthrough? Is it that you choose that friend or you choose your breakthrough? Is it that you choose that person to be around your life or you want to be who God created you to be? I keep saying to God, I don't want to die without fulfilling my destiny. I know God did not just create me to be a limited person. I carry some anointing that I know it has to manifest. So whatsoever that is there in my life, in your life, that will not let it manifest, it shall be destroyed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This is important. The fact that you are to be disconnected with some people does not mean they are evil or they are bad people. All what it means is that they are not connected to your destiny. I don't want you to separate from people. I don't want you to close a chapter just because you feel, ah, this person is evil. This person is bad. No, 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 no. It might not be, they might not be bad person. They might not be evil person. They might not possess. They are not witchcraft. They are not this or that. The only thing is this. They are not part of your destiny. Or they finish their part in your life. I've talked to people. Thank you. I've talked to people about scaffolders. In any house that you are building, they use the scaffolders to stand, to hold, to do everything. For the beauty of the house to be revealed, the scaffolders has to come down. But one thing is this, the house was unable to stand without you using the scaffolders. So one thing is this, it's not that scaffolders are bad. You display their role in your life, but when it's time, they've got to go. There's some people you've got to release. Stop begging them back into your life. Stop asking them, hey, Josa, hey, Joma. If they go, let them go. Don't hold on to them. If God is asking you to let them go in your life, it means that they fulfill their portion. They fulfill their position in your life. If they keep saying, I'm going. If they keep saying, I don't have anything to do, let them go. Praise the name of the Lord. That is what happened in the life of Lot. Abraham will have want reconciliation. Let's settle. Lot said, let's just divide. I want the vision. Go your way, I go my way. Abraham said, you choose first. He chose first. And he chose the wrong place. Abraham chose after. The glory of God manifest. The glory of God will manifest in your life. Let me go on. There are certain blessings that you will not experience until you meet up with certain people. All those certain people, wherever they are, they will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will connect you with them. I'm expecting a better amen. It was not until the widow of Zarephath was connected to Elijah that that greatness that was in his life, in her life, was manifested. It was not until that woman, that her husband have already died of death. When the man was still there, they said they were living in debt. But when the man died, they were about to take the two sons away. But that woman cried to the man of God. She has a connection. Immediately she got connected with that man of God. There was a discovery of that thing that had been laying down there in the house. Some of you have great potentials. There is something that is so tangible that will open the door for you. But until you meet that person that is an expert of it, that know that what looks like that dust is gold. Until you find that person. There's some people, every little thing they see in your life, that one, rubbish straight away. That one is not good. But there is somebody that you needed to be connected to, like an Elisha, that will say, what do you have? He said, my life is empty. I'm a failure. I'm dying. Nothing is working. He said, but I'm asking you to pray for that person that will take your board and turn it to a turnaround. Somebody that will take your birth and turn it to a blessing. He said, oh, what I have at home is this little oil. The man said, that is it, what we are waiting for. He said, what did you say? He said, I'm telling you, you are going to become a millionaire. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you do this. Take this step. Go and borrow this. Lock the door. Take this down and do this. This is what is going to happen. Hurry. He did it, and that's what happened. Such people, heaven will connect you with them. Amen. Say amen right now. Amen. I said there is a certain grace that will never flow in your life until you are connected to some people that God has ordained for your life. It's not everyone that have the grace that look like your grace. It's not everyone that have the anointing that can bring out the glory of God in your life. It's not everyone that will see with the eyes that will bring blessing into your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. There's some people that will walk into your life, that they will release a certain blessing over your life. I said there's some people that will walk into your life. They will be there and open. There's some doors that will start to open in your life that you yourself cannot open yourself. The widow woman has had that oil in her house for a long time, but she cannot open the door by herself. She cannot take that step by herself until Elisha walk into her life. People that will open door for you, they will walk into your life in the name of Jesus. I want you to believe this word of God. Tap your neighbor and say, it is not too late for you. Say to another person and say, it is not too late for you. It's never too late. It's never too late. God will still connect you. But one thing is this too. You must be at the right place at the right time. But every power that will not let you be at the right place at the right time, the Lord will transfer them out of your life. For Abraham to be in the place of glory, he has to leave his father's house. Imagine he was leaving his father's house and his father said, you are going nowhere. Imagine he was living somewhere and the family said, you are going nowhere. You can't go. Imagine he's going. His wife said, no way you are going to go. That is what I'm praying for you right now. I said, by the power that is in the blood of the Lord Jesus, wherever the Lord is sending you, in the name of Jesus, I decree over your life, no power, no demon, no principality that will be able to stop in the name of Jesus. Say a better amen right now. Doors shall open for you. It's not all the celebrities, not only the celebrities that they open doors for. You are a celebrity. Somebody has got the key to the door that you are looking for. I'm going somewhere before I finish today. I'm going somewhere. There are certain things that will not happen in your life until you are connected to someone divinely. You can meet them anywhere. Until you are connected to these people. There is someone that walked into the ministry. I was brought up, I was taught, I grew up in Africa, whereby they preach in my dialect and they interpret in English. And as I was growing up in the ministry, my spiritual mother's church, we preach there in our dialect and they interpret it. I come to this country, the same thing I was doing until one man walked into our church as a church member. The man came in I think he has the opportunity to minister maybe Bible class or whatsoever, and he started to do it. And he will preach in English. Started to get connected. If there's somebody that God has sent into your life, have you seen people that you just see them for the first time, you get hooked with them? Have you seen people that you know, you've known them for years, but everything you try, you can't just relate to them? Straight like that. The man, I catch something from him from that moment, from that time, from maybe a couple of times that he was with us. I was able, and I started to go like that, and this is the product of it. Listen to me, Chuck. That if you look down through your life, you will see people that have impacted your life one way or the other. The man might have gone, but I cannot forget what impacted my life. It's not that I cannot speak in English. It's not that I cannot say anything, but one thing is that the confidence to preach in English, I didn't have it then until the man came into my life. And here I am, I'm thanking the name of the Lord. It has been ordained that the man is going to walk through my life, that I have to be connected to this man. That is an assignment in the life of that man that he has to come and release into my life. He finished his assignment and he left. Thank you, sir. There's some people in your life that you have to meet because they are carrying something divine in them. Not money alone. They carry something that you are looking for. Do you think it's just an ordinary thing for God to create Almighty Adam and the Lord said it's not a good thing for Adam to be alone? Even though everything that is needed is there all around his life, but the Lord said, I'm going to create an helpmate, an helper for him. That means that, listen, that person that's supposed to help you is somewhere until you meet them. No matter what you have you seen men that are so rich, they have money, they have everything, but their life is not organized? And they will start to say, until my wife come into my life, I don't know how to do accountancy. I can't do this. But my wife is the one. You will see them, they throw their socks there, their dad there, their money all over the place. Their secretary is stealing, doing everything. Until their wife come to their life and say, hey, there. Or what, how do they say back home in Nigeria? My dear. That is how we say it. My dear. That your secretary, I'm suspecting now. Why? Listen to me. Because she can see she's your helper. She knows what you don't know. I said to my daughter the other time, I said, what? The Bible said that God created Adam and he took the rib of Adam and he created Eve out of it. I said, what is the job? I started to study one day. What is the job of a rib? To prevent, to protect all the vital organs that is in the body of that man. Your ribs stays like that here. It protects your heart, your kidney, your this and that. So when a woman is standing up and he saw that woman that is standing like he go, hey, and he say, hey, Baba Yemi, my dear, I'm warning you. That girl, he said, no, it's just my secretary. He have more than secretary. No, she have something more than secretary. She can see because he's guiding you. Praise the Lord. Someone that carry something divine, this week will locate you. Hi, Masha Halaboske Teleboshkata. Someone that carry something that is divine, I said that person will locate you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever they may be, they will locate you through phone call, through email address, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whether they have to locate you through Facebook, they will locate you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I said there's somebody that have been waiting for divine connection by the power
power that is in the blood of Jesus. As you are under the sound of my voice today, heaven will connect you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. That person that you have been waiting for from the throne of the Most High God, the Lord will connect you today in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, shout hallelujah.
They carry something divine and they have to flow into your life. That is when I talk about connection. Until I'm connected to the BT that we have, BT internet that we have in this house, no matter how good my iPad is, I cannot get any connection. I cannot download from it. But I have to be connected. And that is why it is important for you to be connected to important people in your life. I'm not asking you to be connected to everyone. There's some people that fence away blessing out of your life. They fence away joy out of your life. They fence away glory out of your life. They fence away breakthrough out of your life. But such people shall be removed out of your life in the name of Jesus. Say a big amen right now. There is a person out there that has the grace that you need to progress in life. They have it. If you are too big and too high and too tall to be connected to them, there's going to be a problem. They carry the grace that you are praying for. In as much as you are connected to Jesus, it will not come down and help you. Is going to use people to be a blessing to you. It's going to use people around you, but if you are too big and you see the security guy, how many of you that know that a lot of people are doing voluntary jobs during this Olympic? Someone doing voluntary job doesn't mean they haven't got a job. They can take holiday off their own job to do that job because they like it. Or they want to be a blessing to their nation. Now, if they choose to be, I'm not saying all of them. There's some people that love to do something. There's some people that you look down. There's so many of us. I always use the example of bus driver. The way we treat bus driver in this country, Kai. The way some of us treat those people, that security man is there, what are you doing there? Oh, hello, where are you going? He said, don't ask me that question again. It's his job to ask you, where are you going? And it is your job to respond. I'm going to so-so place. You don't know who they're going to be to you tomorrow. The person sitting next to you can be the one that will open door to the place of your glory. The person that is sitting next to you right now, look at them properly. No, look at them all. It can be the one that have the key of your platform in their hand. Imagine you've ridiculed them and you get at the door. And they are the one that is shaking the key like that. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't look down on me. Say, don't look down on me. I might have the key that will open the doors for you. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we say, if you don't do it, somebody else will do it. Hey, if that is the only person that is the forefront of other doors in your life, you've just missed out. When God connects two people together, there is a purpose for it. You've got to be patient. You've got to watch out that why did John come into my life? Can I say something to you? That from the beginning of the end, the beginning of this history of freedom as UK, it has been written that a lady is going to walk into this house, is going to be a member of this house, is going to marry somebody that is going to be part of this house, whether anybody like it or not, whether you think it's an accident or not, it has been ordained that Loretta is going to marry John, and John is going to be part that is going to stand on this pulpit and minister on this household. It's a divine connection. It's something that God has ordained. Whether you are happy about it or not, it's something that God has ordained. It's now left for me to see it as a divine connection. Open your eyes when you see people that walk into your life, whether they are disabled or they are able or they are this tall or short. Look, what do they carry? What do they carry? The gift inside of you, the grace that you have will not mature until you are connected. Oh my God, you want to make me feel like preaching this morning. Until Elizabeth met Mary. The Bible said when they met one another, the gift that is in there, the grace that they both carry within themselves, begin to live for joy like that. Imagine the few. The parent does not know. Mary and Elizabeth were standing. But one thing that was happening is that the eyes of the Most High God, there was a divine connection. That one, the baby inside Elizabeth, and they saw the one. Imagine, do you feel they can see? It is because they're connected. They are connected. The baby that she carried is connected to the baby that she carried. The gift that I carry, if it's connected to the gift of John or blessing, when we meet, we can flow together. Thank you. What is in your life, if it's there and you miss somebody that carry the type of grace that you carry, that carries what is going to transform your life. One thing is that they're going to live for joy. They start going to leap like that. That is what I'm trying to bring out to you. That the grace in your life, even though you are gifted, even though you have that blessing, even though you have that glory in your life, until you meet the right person that carry the whatever that you're going to need to bring your own gift to materialize, it cannot work. No matter how good an hairdresser is, you need somebody that is going to showcase the work that you do. Next Sunday, I will minister to you about the three people that you need in your life. Three people that you need in the story of your life. And your prayer is God will help you to be connected to them. The Lord will help you to be connected to them. Say a big amen right now. Amen. Your wife, your husband is created to be your destiny connector. That is how it's supposed to be. I'm going to say that again. That is what it's supposed to be. God did not create Adam to actually, give him Eve to derail him. He gave Eve to him as an helper. Destiny helper is what we are praying about, that God should connect you with. If you marry somebody that is pulling you down, you have married a wrong person, or the devil is using that person, and you should pray for them, the Lord to set them free. Period. Amen, church. Let me give you this example of two people in the Bible that have divine connection. I said something about these two people is really powerful. Elijah and Elisha. And Ruth and Naomi. These people are connected together. I know this now. I'm not going to preach about it on next week. I said that divine connection feels like the missing part of a puzzle that have not been discovered. A puzzle. You know there are a lot. If one part has not been discovered, it's not going to complete. Your life is not completed until you find what is missing. And whatever that is missing in your life, the Lord will connect you to them. Say a big amen. Divine connection is very, very important. And listen, there are counterfeit as well. It's not everyone that walk into your life that are divinely connected. The devil can send messengers to you, and they look like real. So I said, every connection is not a divine connection. You can always tell a divine connection from a demonic connection. How do you do that? That is what we are studying in Bible class. How do you know the voice of God from the voice of the devil? How do you know this man is for real, that God is the bone of your bone and your flesh of your flesh? Because they come to church doesn't mean. How do you know that this person is the if of my life, that is my helper that God has created for me? You must know. A demonic connection will leave your life to be a shipwreck. It will wreck you. If you are running, they keep pulling you back. That is why you've got to be careful. If you have a lot of gold, you will pawn everything. You will be wearing penkelemes. That is what they call it back home. They will bring your, if you are flowing under the anointing of the Lord, let me tell you, relationship that I'm talking about, Delilah and Samson, go and ask them what happened in their life. You might think it's a funny thing. Samson was full of the grace of God, full of power, full of anointing, until he had a connection that is a demonic one. And he emptied his life. People that are going to drain you will not come into your life. If you look at Jezebel and Ahab, they have the same thing as well. They have this, they call it flesh connection. Don't let anybody's Brazilian hair or wig or something get you connected to them. Check what is inside of them. What do you carry? If you come from Africa, anytime you are coming, even though they can see your bag, even though they can see everything, even though you say, this is what I'm bringing, they look at it, they are still asking you, what did you carry? What are they talking about? It's not what, it's what you have to give that I'm asking you. What has that person have that they will release into your life or sow into your life? Is it a demonic seed or a divine seed? Praise the name of the Lord. A divine connection will not suck you dry from your anointing. A divine connection will not bring you low. A divine connection will lift you up high like Elizabeth and Mary. Praise the name of the Lord. So a divine connection will push you towards God. It will not bring you out from the presence of God. A divine connection will not derail you. A divine connection will not pull you out of the presence of God. A divine connection will bring a betterment with your connection with the vine. Why? Because it's divinely. So his worth is going to elevate you, that God is going to give into your life. Your divine connection will always put you in a place where the Spirit of the Lord is going to manifest in your life. The Lord can use important people in your life to elevate you. I pray wherever your Elijah is, God will bring them into your life. Say a big amen right now. Wherever your Ruth is, Rabba Shatta, it will meet your Naomi. Your Ruth will meet your Naomi. It takes Naomi to put Ruth in the place of glory. I pray for you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever your Elijah is, you will meet them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say a big amen right now in the name of Jesus. When you made a divine connector, no matter what they have, listen, you will always have double. More. That is why you've got to be careful. If you are connected to people that they carry demonic anointing, they will impact your life. Elijah impacted the life of Elisha, and there was transformation. Back to where we started from, he said, please stay with me. If I found favor in your eyes, because with my experience, I realized my life has been transformed since I've met you. People like that are coming your way. I said, people like that are coming your way.
Thank you for watching Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, London E16 2EL, Sundays, 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207-474-0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.com.
Freedom House is raising a family of people dedicated to transforming lives. Join us on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays as the loving, liberating, and restoring Word of God is preached. Come and experience the love, liberty, and hope that Jesus Christ can give you. On Sundays at 10 a.m., Wednesdays at 6 p.m., and Fridays at 6 p.m., at Freedom House, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London, E16 2EL. A place of heartfelt worship where lives are being transformed and captives set free. Join us at Freedom House today. For more information, call 44-020-7474-0660. That's 44-020-7474-0660. Visit freedomhouseuk.org. Or email admin@freedomhouseuk.org. Freedom House UK.